This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. We are with the Aerials, who are from my immediate left around the table, Pat Bear Griffith.
Yes.
Karen Fitzpatrick, David Burks, and Tony Walker. Lady and gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Drove over from Eureka Springs.
Carpooled.
Yes.
Very green of them.
Yes. That means the band probably gets along. If you can fit into one car?
Yeah. For the most part.
Yep.
Yeah. For the most part.
For 20-something years, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah,
three. Get along great when I'm not there.
Three of you have been together for a long time,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's three guys.
The fellas.
The fellas, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tony joined us.
22 years or something like that.
Since 1978.
Wow.
Yeah, we started in 78. Tony joined us in 88.
Yeah.
So the two of you... Mm-hmm. David
founding
and
members.
Pat, founding members,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take us back to 1978. How did the stars align?
It was our songwriter, Brad Alley, who introduced me to Pat's little brother, John. And he played music and I played music, and we just kind of all got together at John's house and started making a lot of noise and having a lot of fun. And a while afterwards, Pat came into it, and over the first 10 years, we had various drummers and other guitar players and this, that, and the other thing, and it finally settled into me and Pat, and then Tony came in 10 years later, and then Karen came in 2001.
Yeah, and he didn't say, though, that Pat was always hanging around. So Pat just decided he better get a bass and play.
Oh, yeah.
And he said he bought one for $10 and joined the band.
Guy pulled it out of his closet.
You already knew how to play the bass.
Oh, no. No. I was kind of a late bloomer as a musician. I always tinkered around with a guitar and so on and so forth. And they needed a bass player. And so there we go.
We just kind of showed him some stuff between me and his little brother.
Yeah.
How long did you have stuff shown to you before you were on stage?
6 months,
okay.
A year, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
6 months, a year, wasn't very long.
And Karen, you're now with the band, and the first CD, the Maxed Out CD, is the first CD with you on it.
Yes, yeah. They were playing as a group, and Tony and I had a different group going on. And called the Lunartics in Eureka Springs. And then I got pregnant with my first child and got so huge that I was ready to quit singing. But that was up to about maybe my eighth month. And then we were going to open for Levon Helm's daughter, Amy, the Barn Burners. And so Pat had to sit in as our bass player that night. I mean, David did.
Yeah.
Pat had already done it once, but David did. And then after that, when I said, oh, we're going to have to break up, Tony's wife, Lana, said, you should join the Aerials because they're already a group and you could sing with them. And if you can't be there because of a baby, they understand because they all had their babies, you know. So I did, and I started sitting in with them, and they started calling me Cameo because I would just show up and sing.
Yeah.
And then at their CD release party for All the Best Days, David said, all right, Cameo, you going to do this or not? And so I joined the band, and we've been together for the last 10 years. So
has the name always been The Aerials?
Oh, no.
No?
We've had some fairly amusing incarnations.
Such as?
Wicked Zarkov and the Nuke the Universe Band. That was based on a story. Brad Alley, who was also a founding member of the band, who has passed away, but a greater wit you've never seen in your life. And he came up with this story about Wicked Zarkov, who was going to take over the world to get rid of rock and roll music. It was a great story. I wish we still had it, but unfortunately we lost some of that stuff. But anyway, that's how we became Wicked Zarkov and the Universe Band. We were originally, even before Pat came into it, when it was me and his little brother, we were Big E and the Totally Out of Control Orchestra. Fortunately, that died a very quick death. There was some other people that were with us that wasn't digging on the sound, man. So we moved on, became Steel Blue, and
Oak Hill Blues Band.
Uh-huh. Just whenever a new member came in, you know, that 10 years before Tony came in, there was a lot of bouncing around there with people. And
so how did you end up on the Aerials?
Well, the Ariel was a motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
And then Pat and I are gearheads. And
so was Brad very much.
And so was Brad.
Even
and
John.
So was John, yeah. But we all rode motorcycles and liked hot rod cars and stuff like this. And this old motorcycle was something that I personally liked real well. And I threw it out there one day, and it was like, yeah, okay, why not? There really wasn't any great enthusiasm for it. It just kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And as time went on, it got harder and harder to unstick it, so we just kept it.
There you go.
Yeah. But there's a picture of the motorcycle in there somewhere.
It's on this.
In the liner notes or something.
Oh, wow. You devote the whole gatefold there to it. Yeah.
Max elbowed that for us.
People, you know, the Aerials, they think it's an antenna or the girl from the Disney.
The Little Mermaid.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, and but basically, it's about a neat old motorcycle that we liked.
Well, you like motorcycles so much, you've put a motorcycle on a song? I mean, it's one thing to have, you know, drums or horns or guitars or vocals.
Yeah.
But
Bike Blood was a song that Brad wrote about crashing your motorcycle. And we were trying to think something different to do with it. So the studio that we recorded at, we drug a couple of microphones and cables out to the side of the highway, which was quite a ways. It was
He kept having to pull cords together.
A lot of cords, several 25-foot cables. And I brought my motorcycle over and went down the road and turned around and blazed it back up the road to catch that whole Doppler thing going on, you know, between the two microphones. And it turned out pretty cool, really. And the best part, though, if you listen real close, because it was outside, after my motorcycle went out of distance, you can hear the birds tweeting in the background there. And I always thought that was kind of cool. Fortunately, we don't have to give royalties to birds.
You had a chick singer in the back
end. Yeah. Yeah. Boys like chick singers.
That song is from All the Best Days, the previous CD. You were not on that CD. Anytime you get a new member of the band, it changes something.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if having a female join the band changes things, not because guys and girls, but because it's a different kind of sound. You know, I mean, Big Brother and the Holding Company is different with Janis Joplin than it was with Adam. Did it open up new avenues?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, a bunch,
And we were getting pretty stale, really. And
we needed
some enthusiasm, and she brought that along and a new dynamic. And
I was able to sing some of their original stuff that they had never really done anything with. Well, they had, but they didn't really get happy with it. And then they gave it to me to see what it would sound like if I sang it. And so that's pretty fun for them. They would always stop and say, oh, if Brad could hear that, he'd love that. So that was really fun. And then we've written some songs together as a group, too.
So a song like Slinky Dress would not have been part of the repertoire before?
No, I wrote that. I wrote the words.
Yeah. Not
the
really.
Words.
It would have been interesting to hear that from a man's
perspective. Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, we really don't roll that way.
David could pull that off.
So you wrote it, Karen?
I wrote the words, and then I brought it to them. One of those stream of consciousness kinds of things that you just start and you don't change anything. You just plow it through and there's a song. And I brought it into them, but when I play guitar, I'm just pretty much like a boom chicka, boom chicka. That's the only rhythm I know, so that's how the song was. And they thought, And we just left it alone for a long time. And then he was playing some kind of cool salsa samba thing one time. We're just over there just playing for fun. And then we took that song back out and went, that's what this is supposed to be. So it's kind of the anthem of the mother, the new mother. Thank you.
dress, and I must confess, I'm wearing it just for you.
Big doings this weekend.
Yes, the Eureka Palooza. I've been saying that a lot lately. I can say that word really well now. It's at Lake Leatherwood this Saturday. I am also the development director for Clear Springs School in Eureka Springs. And we're having this is one of our biggest fundraisers. And it's a fun fundraiser, but it's a lot of work. And we've got great bands lined up, and it's starting out with a trail race. So picture it, the band's going to be standing there waiting to start, and all the racers starting this 3.5 mile and this 10 mile race. They're all going to start with this one ring of the bell. So the racers will take off around the track at Lake Leatherwood, and they'll be able to hear Handmade Moments. The first group is this cool little trio from UCA. They're all music students. They're fantastic. Anna Horton. They're going to play Jazz Weekend, too. They're fun. So the racers, you'll be able to hear them as they go around the track, and then up into the woods, they'll be able to hear the music for a long time. So I think it'll be dynamic.
It's easier to run with music.
Yeah, yeah, I hear.
That's just the beginning, though, of Eureka.
That's what I always say.
Yeah.
I run a lot.
Yeah, after Handmade Moments is Magic Mule and Dachshund and David Singleton Band, Rock House, Fossils of... Oh, then us, the Aerials, and then we've got our friend Brent Potey is sitting in with us on harmonica. He's fantastic. And then Fossils of Ancient Robots. And DJ Havoc, he's going to be playing in between all the songs and doing his laser LED light show thing. And he's a parent from school. Like, almost everybody that's playing is either a parent, all the band members, you know, somebody in each band, either as a kid going to school there or something. So we all have connections, and I think it's going to be great.
And if someone is listening to this and they go, now, Clear's... What? What is this school?
It's a little independent school, nonprofit in Eureka Springs. Really small, but we go pre-K through 12th grade. It's been around since 1974, and it's a hands-on, hearts-engaged educational environment. The kids are doing things all the time. They're out, they're camping, they're going traveling around, learning about the world we live in. And we're small, so we can do that, but every kid is on scholarship there. Every student is. So
this weekend helps with that.
Yes, it keeps our doors open and keeps us doing the things we do.
Eureka Palooza begins... Saturday,
September 24th. Gates open at 11, noon until 8 o'clock the last band goes on. I'm not saying that well, but it's 11 to 11, let's put it that way.
Thank you all for coming
in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having